You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you would do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent James Boyette will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you would do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent James Boyette in Mountain Home today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Back here, the start of the Clay Maxi Chevrolet fourth quarter. Mount Home trailing 23-10. Hopefully this fourth quarter can come in and Mount Home can erase this 10-point deficit. Right now the defense is going to have to step up big as Shiloh is going to start this fourth quarter. Second down and one at the 17-yard line of Mountain Home.
They're sniffing the goal right here, Brad. You got to arch your back.
Shiloh Bogenstein takes the snap. He's going to fake. He's going to throw it to the middle end zone. He has a man wide open, but overthrows his receiver as, man, Mountain Home bit. He tried to do a little pump face. We tried to jump that like you're talking about. He had a man wide open.
How about Aiden Setzer coming in there and making sure he knew where he was at tonight?
Third down and one.
Introduced.
Yep, third down and one, 17. Bogenstein takes the snap, hands it off to Mason on the left side. Mountain Home bottles him up. He's going to get it, maybe, look like. Man, we did a good job hitting him. Dawson Dunlap hit him, but it's second effort. Looks like it's going to be super close. We're going to have a measurement, boys. Can the best chain gang in Arkansas? Nope, it's not going to be a measurement. Whitehead's going to come in. He's going to look at it. He is going to give a first down. Their moment to shine just left them, boys.
Would you have the best chain gang in all of 6A? I'm going to go ahead and say all of high school football.
They're really good.
First down and 10 at the 16-yard line. Bodenstein takes the snap. He's looking left the whole way. It's going to be thrown up. It is going to be in the back of the end zone, and it is going to be caught. Pass and catch. Bodenstein to the back of the end zone. 16-yard completion. 16-yard completion to put this game to 29-13. Shiloh Christian here with 11:31 left in this Clay Maxi fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's definitely not what you wanted. You wanted to be able to get a stop there. They're going to get the extra point.
So this extra point is up, and it is good. 30-13, Mountain Home trailing. 11:31 left here in this fourth quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Saracen Casino is Arkansas's closest place to play, and this month, you could win Toyota's all-new first edition Land Cruiser from Trotter Toyota. This new-look Land Cruiser is the perfect example of legendary styling, and it could be yours on October 26th just for playing your favorite slot and table games at Saracen Casino. Take your chance at winning a first edition Land Cruiser.
Saracen Casino Resort, Vegas, Arkansas style.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Here we are, 11:31 left. Mount Home trailing 30-13. As Shiloh Christian was just able to connect on a 16-yard pass. Kickoff is up. Kickoff is going to be fielded at the 5-yard line by Barrett Miller. He's going to bring it out past the 10. He's going to try to get wide past the 15. He's going to beat a man to the 20. Cut inside, dive out past the 25 to the 26-yard line. Mount Home will start there here with this possession on the fourth quarter with 11:25 left in this game.
Brad, it is that time for us to announce the Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply Fan of the Week.
This week's fan helped us out with a little promo video we had. Jason Wingate. Jason Wingate is our Fan of the Week. We appreciate all your help, Jason, and everything you do for youth sports and Bomber Sports with the locker room. Thank you for all that you do, Jason. You can swing by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply and pick up your fan for being the Bomber Sports Fan of the Week. Braley takes the snap, rolls his right. There he is. Throws across the middle, Barrett Miller. Barrett Miller catches it out the 45-yard line. Mount Holmes offense trying to go quick. We got an answer here. First down and 10, they're going to say is at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, we appreciate Jason and Locker Room. Check out Locker Room for your sports needs, too, man. They had a lot of awesome stuff over there. We had fun with that, didn't we?
Brantley going to take a snap, hand it off to Chenoweth. Chenoweth can get around the left side. Stay patient. Inside of shallow Christian territory down to the 49-yard line.
I went over there this week. Jason hooked me up with some custom hats for my appraisal business. He does really good work.
That's awesome. Second down and three as Mount Home crosses into shallow Christian territory here. The 49. Brantley takes a snap. Looking to pass. Pump fakes. The pocket rolls around him, and he's going to be sacked. Adam's going to be sacked back to the 49-yard line of Mountain Home.
Yeah, it looks like both of the receivers are covered up pretty good there. Try not to force anything.
Shallow with some good adjustments here as they're able to sack. Putting back 2 yards, and we have third and five. Adam has to get to the 44-yard line, or 46-yard line, excuse me, of Shallow Christian for first down. Brantley takes the snap, looking to pass the whole way. It's going to be a screen pass. They're going to hit Chenoweth. He's got blockers out in front. He's going to get first down yardage as he rumbles across the 46, the 45, down to the 44-yard line. There's that screen, Barkley, we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, it looked beautiful. It was drawn up well. I think if it had turned to the other way, he might have had a little bit more of lane to get out.
But he got just enough for the first down. 10:05 left in the Clay Maxey Chevrolet fourth quarter.
Guys, I don't know if you've been over to Clay Maxey, but what wonderful service you can get over there.
Do an excellent job taking care of their hometown people and people from around. Brantley takes a snap. He's going to throw it out to Miller. Miller's going to get a hammer laid down on him. It'll be a completion, but it's going to be a loss of 2 yards. So they're going to push us back to the 46-yard line. So we've got Eric Stewart sitting right here in front of us. We'll see if we can get him up here maybe. You got to hear his joke of the week.
He's got to have something for us.
Eric,
wonder what he got here about the Saints.
He said his blood pressure's too high. If we score, he said he might be up here. We're going to throw it out left to Gus Wilbur. Gus is going to kind of get some help by Bryce Kincaid as Bryce kind of grabs him and slings him forward. Bryce had nobody to block, so he said, I think I'll help Gus kind of slingshot forward. It's going to be a pickup of about 4 yard line, but it's going to be third and nine. Mount Home takes a snap at the 43-yard line as we approach inside of 9 minutes left in this game.
Brantley's 24 for 29 on the night. He's got 206 yards passing.
Brantley takes the snap. He's going to get Gus Wilbur. He's going to get out to the 40-yard line. He's going to be met immediately as he catches the ball out at the 40. Short pickup of about 3 yards. Fourth down and six. Mountain Home has to get to the 34-yard line. No surprise, we're keeping our offense on the field right here.
Yeah, this is a critical fourth down, Brad. You, with 8 minutes and 27 seconds left in the fourth quarter, you need this.
Got to have it right here. Got to keep that offense as the clock ticks inside of 8 minutes and 20 seconds. Brantley takes the snap. Shallow brings pressure. Brantley's going for it all. He's throwing it deep down the sideline. It's going to be overthrown from Talon Palmer. Mountain Home is going to come up short on that fourth down and six, or fourth down and four. It will be a turnover on downs. Shallow Christian will take over the ball first and 10 at the 40-yard line with 8:10 left, leading this game 30-13.
That was a tough break there, guys. I mean, this is a Shallow Christian team that has a history of really good football. I mean, just if you look over generations, I mean, I remember them when we played. Just a good team.
Yeah, they are a very disciplined team. They're not going to make many mistakes as Bodenstein takes the snap. He rolls to his left. He gets hit as he throws it. He's throwing it down, but it is going to be pass interference. It's going to be pass interference on the outside as it looks like that Talon Palmer was out there running step for step. Quarterback threw the ball deep, and it is pass interference. That is going to be a first down, enough with the penalty for a first down as they march the ball into Mountain Home territory down to the 45-yard line. First down and 10 at the 45-yard line. We're going to reset the play clock here to 25 seconds. 8:03 left in this game. Mount Home trailing 30-13. Bodenstein going to take the snap. It's going to be a handoff. He's got Mason around the right side as he's going to dive in forward down to the 40, say the 41-yard line where he's going to be marked down. Going to bring up second down and 6.
Yeah, this is the time right now, Brad. You got to have that turnover. They got to put the ball on the ground. If we're going to get back in this, you need something to happen big.
Yeah, got to have a turnover. The pass is going to be thrown out to the outside. Good job, Jacob Chenoweth there all over that. Good job sniffing that play out. It's going to be a loss of 2 yardage. They're going to bring the ball back to the 42-yard line. Third down and 7 for, I'll say, 1 yard loss.
Fourth quarter brought to you by Clay Maxey Chevrolet. I think Eric's blood pressure's still up.
Yeah, he
don't think we're going to get him up here tonight.
I don't think we are. Bodenstein's going to take snap. He's going to roll out to his left. Mountain Home keeps pressuring him. He's going to throw it down the sideline. It's going to be Palmer, one-on-one coverage. The pass is going to be overthrown, fall incomplete. Bring up fourth down and 7 for Shiloh Christian.
I'd expect to see him punt here, wouldn't you?
I would think they would.
We've got a 17-point lead. They're on their side of the 50, but I would expect them to pin us deep and make us go the whole distance.
Yeah, with 7 minutes left, I think you're right.
But I think they trust their defense enough. They're saying, stop us. If you don't, we'll stop you. Bodenstein is going to take the snap, roll to his left. Dunlap's going to get pressure. It's going to be thrown, and it's going to be right at the sticks and caught. They needed 7. They got 9. Bring up first and 10 as Shiloh Christian gets the ball out to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, now, Brad, you're at a point where they can just start leaning on that clock, grinding up the time you need to score.
Yeah, that might.
Bodenstein takes a snap. He throws it out to a senior wide receiver, makes a man miss. He's inside the 20, 15, 10. He's going to get pushed out of bounds by Hunter Estes at the 11-yard line. I mean, first and 10, Shiloh's going to be able to get, but there is a flag on the field. It's going to be holding on Shiloh Christian. So that's going to negate a big play for Shiloh. Is this going to push them back?
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Yeah, that penalty right there, that was huge. They had a big play. They were inside your 20-yard line. They were knocking on the door. And now you back them up. They're at the 38-yard line.
First down and 14.
Yeah. I mean, you still have a chance. You got to make something happen right now. Your players need to play.
6:38 left in this game. Mount Hope trailing 30-13 here in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet fourth quarter. Be a quick pass as they're able to get their receiver out on the outside. He's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Dive inside. To mark him out at the 31-yard line. They do a good job making you stretch all sides of the field, too.
Yeah, and they're not slow. I mean, that looked like it was going to be gobbled up, and he ends up shifting gears and able to get to the corner and make positive yards out of nothing.
Kurt, it's been kind of nice having you right here next to us, man. soaking it all in. Kurt Drury, our cameraman.
It's going to be a screen play to the left. They're going to have Mason, and he's got blockers out front. Mason guys miss. He's going to rumble into the end zone. 31-yard screen play, pass and catch. As Shiloh Christian now puts this thing up 36-13 with 5:53 left here in the game. We're setting up here for the extra point. 5:53 left in the game in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet fourth quarter. Shiloh with a 31-yard pass and catch. Looking for the extra point here to make this a 24-point game. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 37-13 here with 5:53 left in this game. Shiloh Christian leading Mount Home. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Wakey, wakey, it's Sunday morning football. In your face and live from London.
Sauce Gardner!
Two sides take the field. Only one will emerge victorious.
Oh, he's got it!
Watch live as Justin Jefferson leads the Vikings against Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Set your alarms because this waits for no one. Rise, shine, football. Jets, Vikings, Sunday, October 6th at 9:30 Eastern, only on NFL Network.
So Shiloh set to kick off here, 5:53 left in this game. Is going to be filled by Mount Home at the 10-yard line. Barrett Miller is going to bring it out. You know, we've done a good job on these kickoffs, getting the ball out past the 25 to the 26-yard line. That seems to be our average starting position this second half with 46 seconds left here in this game. Guys, I don't know if I'm Mountain Home too, I might take Barrett Miller out right here. I don't know if I risk getting him hurt the rest of this game, especially with a big game against Russell coming up next week.
Yeah, with his knee being a little iffy, I think you're right.
Mountain Home trailing 37-13 as Brantley looks to take the snap. Sends a man in motion. Chenoweth is going to go out to the flat. He's going to be a false start on Mountain Home. Looks like somehow on that right side of Mountain Home's line moved a little bit. Going to push us back 5 yards. Five-yard penalty pushes us back to the 21-yard line. We will start there, first down and 15.
Last score update I got is Fort Smith Southside is leading Lake Hamilton 17-0 in the third.
Brantley takes a snap. He's going to find Bryce Kincaid in the slot right here. Nice little arm angle. Brantley lowers that arm angle down a little bit, finds Bryce Kincaid. He's going to get out past the 30 to the 33-yard. 70-0, really.
Yep. Oh, I imagine okay. That's probably updated. Appreciate Matt Sharp back in the studio sending us some score updates.
Big producer Matt back there taking care. Brantley's going to throw it out to the outside. It is going to be incomplete. The ball's going to hit the ground. Tried to find Gus Wilbur out on the flat. Ball hit the ground. Now, I guess that game was at Lake Hamilton, too, so good job by Southside. Shows how good a win that was.
It was.
Farmington leads Harrison 30-14 in the final quarter. Oh, I feel bad.
Really?
No.
Kind of do.
Van Buren's beating Siloam 45-11. Brantley takes a snap. He's going to pump fake. He's going to throw it out. Long throw. Good throw, though. First down yardages. It looks like Talon Palmer's able to come up with the ball. Guys, that's a hard throw all the way from this near hash, all the way out past the numbers. And Brantley hit Talon Palmer as he's able to get past the 40-yard line out to the 43.
And that's that fight you were talking about. You know, needed that third down conversion.
Did a good job of just getting what he could and get out of bounds there.
Yep. Clock stop with 5:01. Brantley takes it's going to be an option play. He's got Chenoweth on the outside. He's got blockers out in front. So he's able to pick up a couple yards as he gets past the 45-yard line to the 46.
Great pitch there by Brantley. Just great timing. I feel like I see the Bombers figure out a way to score here.
It would be nice at least to run the clock down and get a score. They're trailing 37-13 with 4:26 left in this final quarter. Brantley's going to make a throw. Once again, a long throw as Talon Palmer comes up with it as he crosses over into Shiloh Christian territory. I'm going to mark him out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say he came back on the 50? No way. I say he marked out right at the 50-yard line.
Well, he caught the ball at the 51, so I don't know how that could be possible.
51? Is that like the 55?
Yeah.
Yes! Bradley takes a snap, looking to his left. Has Bryce Kincaid. He's able to make the catch right at first down yardage. They're going to give him a first down as he gets out to the 46-yard line of Shiloh Christian.
Good job getting the first down there. Cross County leads Izzard County 38-6 in the third quarter.
First down and 10, Mountain Home is in Shiloh Christian territories. Brantley's going to roll to his right. He's going to throw it out to Barrett Miller, who's in the flat. Barrett's going to catch the ball, but he's going to lose yardage. He's going to fight to get back to the original line of scrimmage, but he's going to come up about 2 yards short. They're going to mark the ball at the 48-yard line of Shiloh Christian. 4 minutes and 3 seconds left on the clock here in this game. Fourth quarter brought to you by Clay Maxey Chevrolet. They take care of you there at Clay Maxey Chevrolet. New cars, used cars, they got them all. They can help you get on the road with whatever you're looking for. Brantley takes the snap, looking to pass. It's going to be a screen play to Chenoweth, and it is going to be read beautifully by Shiloh Christian. Tackle for loss is going to push Mountain Home back into Mountain Home territory to the 49-yard line. Mountain Home got to the 46, and, man, the Shiloh team did an excellent job with their defense of just.
Yeah, they did. Looks like they're finally going to make some substitutions here.
3:37 left on this clock. Mountain Home looking to try to score to keep this game close. Brantley takes a snap. It's going to be a screen, and it is read up well here. It's going to be read up well by Shiloh. They marked Chenoweth there. Stayed with him the entire time. Brantley had nowhere to throw with it. He just threw the ball away. And we got fourth down and 15 here at the 49-yard line.
On the screen,
there's a flag, though. I think the flag's going to be illegal touching. I think it's going to be illegal touching. The ball went over Chenoweth's head. Like it hit. Who was that? 74, is that? It was 74 for Mountain Home here. Stuck his hand up, big old paw up, got a hand on the ball.
I think it's Yarbrough.
Yarbrough was out there up front blocking for that screen, and the ball was hit by Yarbrough. You can't catch it as an offensive lineman. Yeah, that's exactly the call there. Illegal touching. It's going to be declined. Going to bring up fourth down and 15 at the 49-yard line. I'd have to think Mountain Home has looked to punt this ball.
Yeah, and you can tell. You can tell by Brantley walking. Like, he's been beat on. He's been hit on. He's grimacing out there.
Guys, this Shiloh defense is for real. They're really, really good.
Well, there's a reason the former Arkansas defensive coordinators traveled all over Shiloh to pick up this defensive end. Obviously, he's a talent.
Yeah. I agree with you. Brantley's going to send Wilbur in motion here. Snap is back. And the kick is up. The kick's a high booming kick as it angles towards the right sideline. It's going to bounce at the 20 all the way down inside the 10, 5, and be down at the half yard line. That's the second punt by Brantley that is down at the 1 yard line. Is that a 50 yard punt?
That was a 51 yard punt.
You could just tell, guys, when he took that ball, he was just kicking the frustration out. I mean, he's visibly frustrated down there, and I think I would be too. He's fought really hard tonight.
Yeah, I mean, talking about what he's accomplished tonight, 29 for 37, 266 yards, averaging 9 yards of completion.
Wow.
I mean, he's barely had that many pass attempts over the season, over the previous four games, because the runs work so well.
It's nice to know, though, that they're making those completions and getting yards when they have to make that change. Just wish they could have scored a few more points out of it.
So Mountain Home looks to try to get a positive play on defense here as Bodenstein's going to take this snap in his own end zone. He's dropping back. He's looking to pass. They're going for it all. They're throwing it down the sideline. Hunter Estes comes over and makes the play, but it looks there's a flag thrown on the play. Guys, they found something with Talon Palmer over there. They're just going at him.
They definitely like that side of the field.
Yeah, I wonder if he got out of bounds and got back in.
Well, usually you'll see the official throw his hat right there, but it wouldn't be illegal touching because Hunter Estes came over and was the first person to touch the ball, right?
It
Let's see, as we wait for the call here with 3:07 left in the game, we got holding on Mountain Home. So they're going to call holding, which means that the foul occurred before the ball was in the air. It's going to be a 10-yard penalty, but it's enough for a first down, and more importantly, it got Shiloh Christian off their own goal line.
Yep, gave them room to work.
Shiloh's not scared to go take a shot, are they?
No.
Not at all. Greenwood defeats Russellville 63-14.
So now here we see how Shiloh is just going to try to run this ball here as they hand the ball off to Mason along the right side. For no gain, I was going to be marked down at the 10-yard line. Going to bring up second down and a long 10. 2:49 left in this game. Appreciate Clay Maxey Chevrolet for sponsoring this fourth quarter. Missed Eric's joke tonight.
Didn't miss it. Shall just have to Lego my ego some other time.
That's exactly right. This is going to be a false start on Shiloh Christian here as Mountain Home's crowned the line. Looks like false start there. It's going to push them back to the 5-yard line. Going to bring up second down and 15. 2:30 left in this game. Shiloh Christian leading 37-13. Snapping the throw is going to be in the outside. They like that quick receiver screen. He's going to be brought down. It's going to be complete as he's brought down right about the 15-yard line. They're going to pick up, call it 9 yards. Bring up third down and 6, the 15-yard line. Bonestein uses as much clock as he can as we go inside of 2 minutes. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff, finds his man out on the left flat. He's going to make a couple guys miss and dance around. Finally be brought down as he gets out to the 24-yard line. Mount Home doing a good job of flying to the ball. But it is first down yardage, and Shiloh can take victory formation here if they would like. 1:45 left in this game.
Great crowd out here tonight to support the Bombers. Came out in full force. Really hoping to get it done, but this clock ticks with a minute 29 left. It's not looking hopeful, boys.
Shiloh going to take the snap. They're going to hand it off the left side. Mason's going to drive out past the 25 to the 27-yard line.
By number
52
of the Bombers,
Noah
Grettinger will be second down.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Why are you not taking victory formation if you're Shiloh?
Maybe they haven't set it up.
49 seconds left here in the game.
I was thinking because you're too bougie.
They're going to take that. They're going to hand it off the left side again. Mason's going to go around the left side. He's going to fight for yardage as he gets out of bounds. Might as well stop the clock so we can run some more plays.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, awesome. Classy.
Hey, if you had a bougie classy bus like that to ride home with, you wouldn't care what time you got out of here. Yeah. It's got a hot tub in it.
I guess they're trying to prove a point.
Looks like it.
35 seconds left in this game, 37-13. Oh, here we finally get victory formation. Finally going to get victory formation with 35 seconds left. Shiloh Christian is going to come away with the win tonight as they travel on the road to Mountain Home, win this thing 37-13. Bunstein takes a snap, takes the knee, and that should be the last play of the game as both teams are kind of high-fiving each other. Guys, that was a hard-fought game. Mountain Home just a few too many mistakes. 22 seconds left here on the clock. So Mountain Home is going to lose this game 37-13. They will fall to 1-1, 1-1 in the 6A West. Shiloh Christian will now come to 1-1 in the 6A West. This clock ticks down. So Mount Home loses game 37-13 as double or triple zero is now going to hit the clock. And that is the ball game. You've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.